Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading titled, Master in Heaven, was written by Jasmine Goh. Singapore's Ministry of Manpower announced in 2022 that all migrant domestic workers must be given at least one rest day a month that employers couldn't compensate them for instead of giving them the day off. Employers, however, were concerned they wouldn't have someone to care for their loved ones on those days. While the logistics of caregiving could be solved by making alternative arrangements, their attitude in not seeing the need for rest wasn't as easy to solve. Treating others considerately isn't a new issue. The Apostle Paul lived in a time where servants were seen as the property of their masters. Yet, in the last line of his instructions to the church on how Christ-like households should operate, he says that masters are to treat their servants justly. Another translation says, be fair with them. Just as Paul tells the servants to work for the Lord, not for human masters, in Colossians 3, he reminds the masters also of Jesus' authority over them. You also have a master in heaven. His purpose was to encourage the Colossian believers to live as those whose ultimate authority is Christ. In our interaction with others, whether as an employer, employee, in our homes or communities, we can ask God to help us do what's right and fair. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 22, through chapter 4, verse 1. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to be considerate of the needs of others rather than thinking of only our needs. Please forgive us for the times when we haven't treated others fairly, and give us the courage to humbly seek forgiveness from them as well. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.